All right. Hello, and welcome to Liberated, a 5-day audio course on finding freedom with food. My name is Randy Moss, and I'm an eating psychology and mind-body wellness coach. And I work with women who are done obsessing about food, hating their bodies, and feeling trapped by emotional eating. So this course is for you if you have tried every diet under the sun, from raw foods to paleo, and you're sick of it. It's for you if you think about food every waking moment of the day. It's for you if you struggle with binge or emotional eating. And it's for you if you're someone who feels completely out of control without a diet plan. So, what is food freedom? In short, it is diet-free living where the only rules are made by you and your own body. Some also call this intuitive eating. Intuitive eating is complete liberation from counting calories, macros, or whatever else someone says you need to control. Personally, I'd rather be a little wild than controlled any day. Intuitive eating is also about becoming more awake and alive rather than constantly living the same old tired way, hopping from diet to diet. Intuitive eating is complete rebellion from ideas like guilty pleasures. I should also state it's because I am not interested in guilt, just pleasure. Intuitive eating is the sanest way to say goodbye to binge, emotional, and compulsive eating. Intuitive eating honors you where you're at, absolutely no fixing required. Now, by intuitive eating, I don't mean that you need to eat the exact right thing at the exact right moment of every single day. Never eat when you're not hungry or berate yourself for eating beyond fullness. Not at all. I mean, I want eating to be pleasurable and nourishing and easy and completely unique to you. Personally, I eat what I call the Randy diet, which is completely flexible and ever-evolving, and it's a nourishment that stems from a place of self-love and self-respect rather than motivated by self-hate, like so many diets often are. But in order to start eating intuitively, in order for me to have started eating intuitively, you need the right mindset. Because I had a lot of years where, you know, I was sick of the diet thing, I was binging like crazy, I was tired of being restricted, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to listen to my body, I'm just going to eat intuitively. And it failed. It failed for years. And there are a lot of reasons for that, and I will share them with you in this course. But first, I want to take a moment to create some space around this call. So if you're multitasking, scrolling through Facebook, or half listening in any way, I want to encourage you to give this your full attention because you carry your body with you everywhere, right? So that means your body affects absolutely every area of your life. So if you're not having a good experience in your body, then you're probably not having a great experience in life. So before we move forward, not only do I want you to pull your attention away from whatever else might be getting it, but also bring it in and focus it on your body, even on your belly, which might be really uncomfortable for those of us who have really struggled with food issues, and give yourself a couple of deep breaths. Maybe put your hand on your belly and just loosen it up and breathe deep for just a sec. We live so much in our thoughts and in our heads, which is part of what makes intuitive eating so difficult. And when I talk about being totally alive, one of the most important parts of that is being deeply in touch with your own body. So I want to set the intention that you'll leave this audio today with a little more aliveness and trust in your own inner wisdom. So before I get into any nitty-gritty how-to details, I want to share with you a bit of my story. I was obsessed with food from a really young age. It was something that was restricted in my home as I was raised in a religion with rules about food. I had a mom who had a lot of body insecurities and a dad who really encouraged those insecurities. Basically, even those of you who have heard my story before know this, but if my mom went over 100 pounds, my dad would let her know. He could tell. So I was constantly told that I ate too much, and as a result, I often ate small amounts in front of other people and snuck food throughout the day into my bedroom. As I got older and started filling out in the normal ways that girls do, I freaked out. What I believed to be my huge appetite got even bigger, especially after coming across an email from my mom to my dad about how fat I was getting. Now, in hindsight, like, I understand that they were going through a divorce, my mom didn't have enough money to keep me in clothes that fit, so, like, I don't hold any anger about it anymore, but it really hurt at the time, and it greatly affected my teen years. High school was a barrage of intense exercise, intense restriction, and even more intense binge eating. I'm not entirely sure how my parents thought that their growing teenage daughter attempting things like Slim Fast and Juice Fasts was all right, but the behavior was not only allowed, it was encouraged. By my 20s, I had found the raw food diet and went at it for long stretches at a time, accompanied by a strict one meal a day approach, because I believed that once I started eating, I would start binge eating. So I basically gave myself the chance to do that once a day. And on top of that, I would do juice fasts that would last anywhere from 3 days to 3 months. Everyone really just knew me as the healthy one. I never cheated on my diet, technically, though I did binge just on diet-appropriate foods in most cases. And I did lose the weight that I struggled with in high school and treated my ultra-clean diet like a path to nirvana. Now, despite that, I was still not happy with my body, but I held on to two beliefs. One, that I was completely untrustworthy around food and that I absolutely needed someone to tell me what to eat. And two, that I would be blissfully happy when my body was flawless and my diet was under control. Now, it's understandable. We're surrounded by product sales promising to boost our confidence or make us complete. And we're surrounded by the idea that the perfect body equals happiness and can only be achieved or maintained through hard work, discipline, and control of our wild appetites. And I bought into it. I mean, why wouldn't I? If you're unhappy with something, in this case, it was my body and my seemingly voracious appetite, it takes determination and hard work to fix it, right? And if I could go any length of time without binge eating my brains out, I lost most of the weight. A few times, actually, and yet it was never enough. I may have lost some of the physical weight, but I could never seem to drop the weight of self-judgment. Part of me would be on a drug-like high, feeling light as a feather, and there was this other part of me that knew there could always be 5 pounds more gone. Or if I could just get the fat sucked out of my stomach, I would look like normal and balanced. And on top of that was the massive fear that I would gain more weight back, which I always did. When I wasn't thin and fearing the weight gain, I felt heavy and I daydreamed constantly. I was such a daydreamer, either about the food I wasn't eating or how friggin' magical my life was gonna be when I lost the weight again. I had dreams, you know, travel the world, own my own business, singing on stage and wearing a bikini with all this confidence kind of dreams. It was the same discontent I felt whether the weight was on or off. That I wasn't enough. That nothing I could do was enough, and that I could always be improved upon. Despite my ever fluctuating weight, I was the same person, feeling essentially the same way, regardless. So I finally reached a point where I was like, okay, if I can't come to deeply accept myself now, in this moment, then I'm not going to. If I can't feel the freedom and lightness I'm craving now, if I can't, for that matter, audition for that show now or buy a bathing suit now or go out and make friends now, then I am just never going to. And I'm going to be an old lady whose biggest goal is to lose these last 10 pounds. I decided I could no longer hold body fat responsible for me not being fully myself and living as fully as I wanted to live. And I don't want you to either. Learning to fuel your body based on your body's rules requires a deep acceptance of where you're at. It requires presence and willingness to go a bit of an unconventional route. And it requires you being fully alive rather than living on autopilot, counting calories in your head. It requires living more in your body and less in your head. So my expectations of life were big, and they still are. But I'll tell you a secret. I have given up diet rules and body perfectionism completely. That doesn't mean I've given up the magic I want to feel. I just don't hold body fat responsible for keeping me from all of that goodness. Because here's the truth. You have got to want something bigger. I have a sneaking suspicion that you're capable of greater things than a perfect body or even perfect health. The obsession with food can be powerfully all-consuming, and this program is designed to transform it into an obsession with being alive. So the journey you're about to go on is meant to wake you up and shake you up, and it's meant to free you. And it's going to be a process of slowly introducing you to the deliciousness that is living in your body rather than in your head. This process is going to challenge you and push you out of your comfort zone. But this is a good thing. The only things really at risk here are your beliefs and the ways that you're limiting yourself. We live in a world of rules. Rules about how our body should look, rules about when and what and how much to eat. Some are self-created, others are imposed upon us by family or friends or society, and I used to wonder why a lot. Like, why do I have this obsession? Why can't I stop thinking about food? Why do I keep sabotaging myself? And then I started waking up and looking around and realizing I was swimming in the sea of expectations. Every time I went to the grocery store, I saw skinny, flawless models staring back at me from the magazines in the checkout line. You know, every headline is like, lose the last 10 pounds or get a flat belly now or whatever. Every movie I watched starred actresses embodying this extremely limited brand of beauty. So naturally, I came to expect that constantly wanting to change my body was normal, and that self-acceptance equaled laziness. If you're afraid that accepting yourself is going to lead to complacency, let me assure you, non-acceptance never leads to sustainable change. Now, I have a question for you. After all your years of dieting and struggling with food, what would it be like to live without rules? Without the structure of a specific diet plan? Without the constant striving to be thinner? If you're anything like I was, what I am about to ask of you is going to be more than a little uncomfortable, but maybe you're totally ready for it. I want you to give up. Give up your ideas about what's good for you and what isn't. Give up your beliefs about what, when, how much you should be eating, and don't worry about getting it right. Just give up for a while. By giving up the need to tightly control food in your body, here's what you're gaining. The chance to be free, the chance to learn and trust your body, and a shot at full actual aliveness. There is no better way to learn your body's language than to give it every single option and then let it speak. So how do you know what your body wants? Well, pretty much you learn as you go. The steps are basically this. 1, eat when you want to eat. 2, eat what you want to eat. 3, don't judge your desires. Don't choose anything that doesn't feel joyful. 4, eat reasonably slowly and mindfully. And 5, relax about it. Seriously, relax about it. And then take notice. Feel. Do a scan of your body like we did earlier. How are your energy levels doing? How are things digesting? How are your moods? No judgment, just get super curious. The more we label food as good or bad, the less room we have for the curiosity that leads us to what's actually true for us. You don't have to be a slave to a diet, but neither do you have to be a slave to your taste buds. If you find that you're making food choices that consistently don't leave you feeling good, you're under no obligation to continue eating them. If something consistently doesn't feel good, just don't throw it on the list of never agains. Just keep some gentle mental notes. Rather than overthinking your food choices, you'll find that they begin to flow naturally from your desire to feel good. Danielle Laporte, who is one of my favorite authors who wrote The Desire Map, says, empowered choices are whole choices that take your mind, body, and soul into consideration. For too long, we've just considered our body and just from the outside, thinking that everything else would just fall into place once our body was what we wanted it to be. What I'm asking you to do is take a more holistic route, one that honors all of who you are right now, more often than not. So with those being all the rules, what the heck are we going to talk about for the rest of the course? Well, as easy as this may or may not sound, it's incredibly easy to self-sabotage or have our mind get in the way as we embark on a journey like this. So the next 4 days are all about the mindset shifts that you're going to need to take you to a real holistic freedom and a sustainably sane way of eating and living. So here's your homework. Either in a journal or over in the Facebook group, answer these questions. In terms of food and body, what hasn't been working for you? Get really honest, because if the result is weight loss, but it's made you a crazy, obsessed, body, hyper-focused nutcase, it's not actually working. Next question. What is it about intuitive eating or diet-free living that intrigues you? And 3, are you ready to try a new and more connected way of eating and living? So I'm excited for you to contemplate those, write those out, share them in the Facebook group, and I'll be chatting with you soon tomorrow. All right,